This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for another monthly almanac as we explore the month of September. The name comes from the Latin septem, meaning seven, as it was the seventh month in the Roman calendar. What are some of the important dates this month? Well, this year, September the 11th is Rosh Hashanah, a Jewish holiday that marks the beginning of the new year. It starts a 10-day period of self-examination and atonement. Traditions include blowing the ram's horn, eating pomegranates, and dipping challah bread and apples in honey in hopes of a sweet new year. September the 21st is recognised as the annual International Day of Peace. People may observe a moment of silence at noon, take part in peace walks, go to concerts, or volunteer in their community. September the 22nd marks the autumnal equinox, or the official start of autumn. On this date, there is approximately equal hours of daylight and darkness. September the 25th is Chinese Moon Festival, also known as Mid-Autumn Day. This is celebrated on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month, which is always in the middle of the autumn season in China. At this time of year, the moon is believed to be at its fullest and brightest, and people worship and appreciate the full moon on this day. Local festivities may involve brightly coloured lanterns, dances, games, and other entertainment, and as the moon symbolises reunion in Chinese culture, people often meet with loved ones to have dinner and eat moon cakes, which are circular pastries filled with lotus seed paste, red bean paste, or mixed nuts. The full moon this month takes place on the 26th of September and is known as the Corn Moon or Harvest Moon. And September 29th is Michaelmas, an ancient Celtic quarter day which marked the end of the harvesting season and is steeped in folklore. It was also one of the English, Welsh and Irish quarter days when accounts had to be settled. On the Isle of Skye, a procession was traditionally held. In Ireland, pilgrimages to holy wells associated with St. Michael took place, with people taking a drink from the holy water in the well. People also used to eat goose on this day, as there was a saying that if you eat goose on Michaelmas Day, you will never lack money all year. Tenant farmers sometimes presented the geese to their landlords, and this could even be stipulated in their tenancy agreements. Folklore in the British Isles suggests that Michaelmas Day is the last day that blackberries can be picked. It's said that when St. Michael expelled the devil from heaven, the devil fell from the skies and landed in a prickly blackberry bush. Satan cursed the fruit, scorched them with his fiery breath, and made them unfit for eating. So people would make a Michaelmas pie with blackberries to eat up the last of the season. Perhaps you can combine blackberries with another September seasonal fruit, apples. Bramley Cox Gala and the delightfully named St. Edmund's Pippin are some of the varieties you can enjoy. What else is happening in nature? Well, hedgerows are particularly busy spots in September, as they provide berries for many birds as their summer food, caterpillars and insects start to run low. Blackbirds and other thrushes, as well as warblers such as whitethroats and blackcaps, will stock up from the hedges. Listen out for the blackbird's call like this. Hazel dormice will also be busy eating as much as they can to build up fat reserves before they hibernate. And pine martins make the most of the bounty also, with a particular love of rowanberries, blackberries and bilberries. In fact, many mammals, such as hedgehogs, squirrels and foxes, all eat berries when they're available. Along with squirrels, jays will be stocking up on acorns at this time of year. They're usually a shy bird, but listen out for their screech. Despite being a fairly clever bird, jays often forget where they've buried some of their stash. This means that some of the acorns are left in the ground and given the chance to grow into towering oak trees. Another bird that hoards its food is the nuthatch. They feed on nuts and seeds, and their name comes from the word hack, as they hammer or hack at seeds and nuts that they wedge into trees. Like jays, nuthatches also hoard food for winter, pushing acorns, hazelnuts and seeds into gaps in tree bark to save for later. They are small birds with a pointed beak and look a bit like mini woodpeckers. They are blue-grey on top and pale orange underneath, with a bandit-like swoosh over their eyes. Nuthatches are found in woodlands throughout Wales, much of England and southern Scotland. As the weather turns colder, and particularly into late autumn, nuthatches are more likely to visit gardens. Listen out for them like this. To learn more about the nature you can enjoy every month and hear different bird calls, visit the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. For now, a very happy September from all of us here at RNIB Connect Radio, and I'll be back next month with another almanac.